Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
What's going on, everybody? This is the man, the myth, the legend, Kelvin T, a.k.a. Big Papa. And welcome to the Back in the Day podcast. Yes, finally, Big Papa has come back to the Back in the Day podcast. I've been on hiatus for a couple of months. Life has been lifing, but life has been really, really good. So we're back in stride again, bringing you some of the best hits from back in the day. And on this episode, we're going to focus on songs that revolve around the summertime. Because here in the Shy, it has been hot. I mean, it's been really hot. And of course, I'm going to play some other hits from back in the day. And I'll talk to you a little bit about what's been going on in my life for the past couple of months, all right? So, let's hop in that Deuce and a Quarter and let's take a ride to back in the day, celebrating summertime here in the Shy. Let's go. To kick off the show, we're going to play this hit from back in the day. And when this song dropped, everybody I know was playing this. And it symbolized the beginning of summertime. Here's Will Smith with DJ Jazzy Jeff with Summertime.
Drums, please!
The groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. And checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Okay, I may be a little biased, but there's no other place I would rather be than Chicago during the summertime. There are so many things you can do around the city. The city of Chicago is so beautiful during the summertime. So, you know what you got to do? Go ahead and make that move and see what's going on. Come on, let's go. Hey. That was Shalamar with Make That Move. Now, it's important when you're making that move to really, really take your time so you can do it right. Here's the SOS band with Take Your Time, Do It Right.
Let's do it.
Here in the Back in the Day podcast.
You're listening to the Back in the Day podcast with your host, Big Papa.
Oh, yeah.
on in my mind.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine,
blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Everything's all right. Oh, summer, you make me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Oh, summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Now, you can't honestly tell me you wasn't playing your air guitar right then and there, right? Come on, man. That was Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers. There's nothing like a summer breeze in the evening time when the sun has went down. You can get that nice cool breeze. And it's about 73 degrees outside. Man, you never get too much of that. Here's Luther Vandross with Never Too Much.
I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that I see. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come and go, my love. A thousand kisses from you is never too much. I just don't wanna stop, oh my love. A million days in your arms is never too much. I just don't wanna stop.
Too much, never too much, never too much, never too much.
Just to get me started, I called you up but you weren't there and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Well, who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning.
What up, y'all? This your boy, DJ Big Woo. You're listening to the Back in the Day podcast with my brother, Big Papa. Church on the move, baby. U.D.
And
That was Anita Ward with Ring My Bell. Sometimes you need to get that bell rung, right? Coming up now, we have Roy Ayers with Everybody Loves the Sunshine. I bet some of y'all thought this was Mary J. Blige, didn't you?
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Folks get brown in the sunshine. Just bees and things and flowers. 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 My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.
Now, I don't know anyone that doesn't love the sunshine. The sunshine can be so refreshing and cleansing. Yeah. So, like I mentioned earlier, I'm going to tell you about some things that have happened over the past couple of months. One thing I want to talk about is my wife and I had the opportunity to go on a cruise. Now, this is my first cruise ever. It was 7 days. We went to Cozumel, Mexico. Belize City in Mexico. Roatan, Honduras. And Costa Maya. And let me tell you, the cruise was beautiful. But it was really hot. And you talking about the sunshine and the summertime. Woo, that heat was heating. But we had a great time. I probably won't do a 7-day cruise anymore time soon. Maybe 5 days. Because day 5, I was really ready to sleep in my own bed. The food was great. The service was great. The activities were great. A couple of the excursions we had planned got canceled. But hey, you adjust, you pivot, and you do what you got to do. And we had a great time with our family and friends. And we would definitely do it again. Definitely. Now, after this next song, I'm going to tell you about this group of guys that I recently came in contact with. And it's a beautiful group of men that we hang out once a month. And we encourage each other. We pour into each other. And that's something that men really need. That fellowship, that camaraderie. So I'll tell you a little bit more after this. Here's Junetober with Conversation Pit here in the Back in the Day podcast.
Come closer. I wanna get to know ya. I saw your shoulders. Lay it down. For right now, everything is alright. It's been so hard, but don't worry, we're fine. Love is so good, I can share it all. Take care of you, I know your heart. Lay your kiss right down on my pillow. Lay your kiss. Leave all your worries right at the door. Leave it all, leave it all. I swear to you, too much.
Okay, about 2 months ago, I was introduced to this group of guys that I met through a mutual friend, and they started a group called Fire Talk. And the word fire is an acronym for this right here. The F is for fellowship. The I is for inspiration. The R is for real talk. And the E is for encouragement. And it's called Fire Talk, where we get together once a month and we just sit down and we share. We have real, intentional conversations about being a man, what some of our struggles are, and how we overcome those struggles, what some of our victories are. And it's a great place to just hang out with real men, having real conversations. And it's completely confidential. Whatever's said in the room stays in the room. I tell you what, one of the brothers in the group created a video advertising about the group. I'm going to play the audio version of the video. Now, the first voice you're going to hear is none other than Don White Jr., the owner of White Smoke and Ash. It's a cigar bar and hookah lounge located in Cressy, Illinois. He has been so gracious to open up his business to let us meet once a month. And the second voice is going to be that of the man who had the vision to start this group, and that's Martise Murphy. And after Martise, we got a couple of brothers to chime in on the reasons why they come and be a part of the Fire Talk. Check this out.
Well, I'm Donald Edward White Jr. I'm the owner of White Smoke and Ash, and I just want to create a safe space that men can unpack, and this is it.
So this gathering that we're doing, this is for men to come and get empowered, to come get inspiration, and all of that is for fellowship. So listen, if you're watching this live right now, this video, we want you to come out. Whenever you see the flyer go up, come on, be in the place. Don't just hear about it. Don't just read about it. But your face needs to be in the place.
Came to the Fire Talk because the iron sharpens iron. And I want to pour into my brothers the way they pour into me.
I came to the Fire Talk because this is a way to build community. Like, you know what I mean? I'm around my brothers, I'm around my people. This is a good way to get around people who are like-minded. I believe proximity is power. Who you're around is who you become. If you're around greatness, you become greatness.
So yeah, it's a group that we meet once a month, and it's just for men, ladies, sorry. We have our own Facebook page, private page. It's called WSH Fire Talk. Check us out on Facebook, and if you're open to it, meet us at White Smoke and Ash and hang out for a couple of hours, unwind, connect, and grow. Have great conversation with other men. It's all about the brotherhood, purpose, and sharpening.
Because we're going to do whatever it takes.
The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. And that's what we do at the Fire Talk. Hey, also, I got to give a shout out to my brother, Lynn Robinson Jr., aka Superstar. This brother has his own catering business, and let me tell you, I placed the order for a chicken wing dinner and a salmon dinner. I can't even describe how good this brother's cooking is. Everything had flavor. The salmon was flaky and light. The chicken wings had a little kick to it. It was really, really good. The mashed potatoes were off the chain. And this wild rice he had. I've never had wild rice like that before. So shout out to Superstar. If you're looking for a great meal, look him up on Facebook. Lynn Robinson Jr., L-Y-N-N Robinson Jr. And the name of his business is Superstar Tasty. Brother, bravo. All right, gonna get back into some hits here.
I am Big Papa, your host of the Back in the Day podcast. And we're all about love on this podcast. I don't know about nobody else. But here's one of my favorite all-time love songs. I just can't deny it. She's in my top three. Here's I Need a Breaker with Whatever It Takes.
Give anything, my baby, you've been my best, my only friend. There's nothing like the joy you bring. I wonder what would happen if you would trust. You feel
Yes, I know. I said this episode is going to feature songs that express summer or summertime. I maybe have one or two more left. But right now, it's time to slow this party down. Time to put the kids to bed. We're playing all bangers from here on out. Here's Enchantment with It's You That I Need. Here in the Back in the Day podcast. Let's go.
Made me feel so fine. I can see my friends turn green with envy. Every time I tell them, I'm so glad you're mine. You're meant for me. No one else could come between this love I know. 'Cause I'll never let you go. You and me, it seems, never have a problem we can't overcome. You'll always be the one, yeah. Never did one thing to hurt me. You always understood my way. If I could, I'd stay right here beside you. With your hand in mine, making love for days. You were meant for me.
That was Layla Hathaway with You Were Meant For Me. Well, family, the hour has come and gone. But before I go, I want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for hanging in there with me through my hiatus. But believe me, I'm back. And in closing, as always, love God, love yourself, and spread love. Because this world needs love more now than ever before. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Stay safe. Stay cool. Live life to the fullest. Because you know tomorrow is not promised. All right? I'm your host, Big Papa. And this is the Back in the Day podcast. This is the last song of this episode. Couldn't end it any other way. Here's Coolin' the Game with Summer Madness. With that being said, peace and hair grease. And I'm out.